We are recording.
You're live.
All right, I'll need to order.
Murphy?
Here.
Buffo?
Here.
Perry? King?
Yes.
Robbins? Stuber?
Here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing if you choose while we pray. Lord, we thank you for your wisdom. We thank you, Father, for also keeping us all safe and healthy. Father, we thank you that it is by your blood that we are healed. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the wisdom that you've brought to us so that we can know what to do and when to do it for the safety of this community. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. No public comments. So we know the coronavirus is going on now.
What?
And because of that, we have a few things we need to bills to pass and ordinances to pass. The first ordinance we're going to pass is we're going to implement emergency meeting procedures to allow for electronic meetings so we don't all have to come together. I think there's been a kind of a little, there might be a couple of us in the building during the meetings. If people have public comments, they can email the office prior to the meeting and we'll get them to us. And we can also, we can try to respond to them during the meeting, but I'm not promising that one. It didn't work well on Facebook because there's a delay, so it's not real time. We're going to try, what did you say, Microsoft Teams? So we're going to try
to
make the meeting live.
And then I'll still use Facebook Live to stream that.
So it's going to be interesting on the first meeting. We'll see how it works. But as of always, the meeting will be recorded and posted to our Facebook after, right?
I should be able to go live, but if for some reason I can't go live with it through Teams, it will be recorded and posted after.
Okay. So that's going to be the first ordinance we're going to implement.
Make a motion to approve ordinance 2020-0-7.
Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Murphy, why don't you go ahead and vote just for the record?
Oh, yes. Okay, the second thing we're going to do is adoption of the emergency ordinance power ordinance, because we got to keep the lights on and the bills paid. And why can I not find this?
Make a motion to approve ordinance 2020-0-8.
Oh, there it is.
Second.
And then there was a couple changes on it. We went ahead and put the only changes are on it. We took the firearms part out, and we put my full name in there instead of Rob. Is that it? Okay.
Murphy?
Here. Yes.
Buffo? Yes. King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the proclamation... Do we need to read that? Or
you don't. You can go ahead and issue it anytime you want, meaning you can do it now. You can do it another day. But if you want to go ahead and do it now, I don't see why you wouldn't.
I kind of like to do it now since we're in open meeting and we're here.
Yeah,
so.
And I think what we could do is you just post it up on the website so people will be able to read it, because there's a lot of whereases and everything in it.
Okay. Essentially, we're doing a proclamation to declare this emergency, which the governor already has, as well as the federal government as well. So we'll post the proclamation and we'll have it signed. The other thing we need to do is the Donahue agreements. This is for the E Street. We didn't pass these last meeting because I was confused at some of the numbers, but I got some clarification on that.
And the numbers are just smaller additions.
Yes.
To the ones we've
so essentially,
have.
Yeah, if you look at Addendum 1, it is up to $42,542.50.
Which is only an increase of $1,742.50.
Yes. And then addendum two is $24,000. So addendum one and two put together is $66,542.50. Is that right?
No, I think
no,
so.
Those are two separate contracts.
The total
yeah.
of two ends up being 66,000.
Yeah, because addendum two is $24,000, up
yeah.
to $24,000.
So,
no, this these are two separate.
They're two separate amendments.
These are two separate agreements. One is the engineering services for the East Street.
I know, but they added them together on this.
Oh, on the agenda?
Yeah.
I lumped it together.
Lift station replacement design and bidding.
You probably ought to vote on them separately, but if you vote on them together, that's okay too.
So I'll make a motion to approve amendment one to the engineering services agreement in the amount of $1,742.50.
Okay.
I'll second.
Is that okay if we just do it that way?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Perfect. And then roll call.
Buffo? Yes. Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
And
then amendment
vote
two.
Two, Murphy.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. And then amendment two.
Some votes require an extra vote, and there's no downside in adding the vote.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve Donahue amendment number two to the engineering services agreement for an additional not to exceed amount of $24,000, bringing the estimated total of the contract to $66,542.50.
I'll second.
Buffo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Murphy?
Yes. All right. Not anymore.
What about this one?
We're gonna
wait
for now.
Table.
Because we need papers and all kinds of stuff for that. All
right.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I got a second.
All right.
Hold on.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.